we're back to the motion that was on the floor, which was the Brazone's motion to place the process for selecting the next chair and vice chair on the agenda after setting the meeting dates. Is that correct, Lydia?
Yes.
Thank you. That was the motion on the floor. There were two people after Lydia who wanted to speak, and it's been a long time since we were on that stack, so I want to say they were John Crumshow, and I will hopefully remember the second person, or that person will identify him or herself. I believe it was a woman.
Madam Chair, could you also clarify we're still on the agenda item, what to put on the agenda, so people don't think we're just, it's an open debate on the issue? Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, this is just whether to place this item on the agenda, not discussing the merits of the item. But it's to fire
point of information, Madam Chair. Point of information. How long have we been on this agenda approval?
I was on the stack. Central.
Manager on the stack. I have a motion for adjournment.
Okay. One more.
This is Tracy.
Yes. The proposal. Two part motion.
Is it true that we've been on this approving this agenda for an hour and 15 minutes?
Yes, Serene, correct. Serene, please.
Is that
true? Okay, one moment, please. Yes, it's been about an hour. It was about 15 minutes late getting everyone on the call. Okay, folks, if you're not currently speaking, please press your phone to sound pound 1 because there's a terrible echo.
May I be on the stack, Madam Chair? Burden on the stack.
I have Nancy Henschel, followed by Manage, followed by Serene, followed by Carolyn. And I have John to begin with, all right? So it's going to go John Crumshow, then Nancy. I may have lost him from way back when John was on the pack. Right now, let me let John go first.
Okay, and Summer, can you put me on the clock at the end? This is Tracy.
Is that Tracy? Okay, so it's going to go John, Nancy, Manage, Serene, Carolyn, Tracy. That's the order. John Crumshow, you're next, please. Everyone else, please mute your phone so we have less echo. Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I move that we table this motion so that we can adjourn the session and move to executive session immediately.
Second.
Okay, it's a point of order, Madam Chair.
Is that Margie?
Yeah. You can make a motion to table, that's fine, but you can't attach a bunch of other things to it. That's not okay. So
I imagine that would have to be a ruling of the chair.
Well, I would ask that the chair make that ruling.
The chair could separate them, I'm sure.
I'm going to separate them simply because we just voted on the matter of adjournment, so I don't want to have the same thing brought up twice. So
exactly.
I'm going to go for your tabling. Is that tabling until the next? Well, tabling means that's been off the table. So you're moving to table?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second to that, Coleman? Are you still second?
Yes.
After I've... Okay, thank you. So the motion on the floor now is to table Lydia Brazone's motion. This creates a new stack. I'll take a stack for... I'm sorry?
Ask Brian, but I don't think a motion to table is debatable, is it?
Come on, Brian, I'm sick. Help me out.
Manny Jones, actually.
Brian here.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
A motion to table is not debatable.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Let's take it to a vote. No stack. All right, so this motion to table Lydia Brazone's motion regarding the process for selection of next chair and vice chair. If you are in favor of the table, please vote yes. If you are not, you may vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please.
Okay. Diaz.
No.
No. King. Norman.
No.
No. Stitt.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. Can you restate it for me?
This is the motion to table the motion from Brazone on establishing a process for the next selection of chair and vice chair. So the motion to table is what...
Okay. I would say yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Wait, okay. Summer, it's tabling her amendment to the agenda.
Yeah, it's tabling whether to add that to the agenda.
Right,
okay,
I got Brazone. I understood that, thank you.
Okay, Brazone?
No.
No. Crumpio.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
No.
No. Alan.
Alan says yes, table.
Yes. Polinar.
Pass.
Pass. Mitchell.
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Burden.
Yes.
Yes. Coleman.
Yes.
Yes. Robert.
No.
What was that?
No.
No? Okay. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Lane York?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Steger?
No.
No. Rosenberg?
Yep.
Yep. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Good votes, no.
No.
No. Wilkinson
no.
Votes, no.
No. Somebody passed. Apollinar passed.
Yes, I'm voting yes.
You're voting what?
Yes.
Was that a no?
No, it was a yes.
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 Sure. Voting
you
yes.
Voted. You voted
I'm
yes.
Voting yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
11 to 9. Madam Chair, yep. 11 to 9.
Thank you. So the motion is tabled, yes. Thank you. All right. So,
Serene, please.
Manager, how about on the stack, please?
Well, the stack changes. I got to take a new stack now. That motion's been tabled. Serene, then manager. Go ahead, Serene.
Thank you. I wanted to make a motion to add a discussion of the management agreement to the open session of the meeting because I think you might have gotten a few letters from members of WBAI who are concerned about the level of secrecy, the lack of stated criteria. And, in fact, as a PND member myself, while we were asked to provide comment.
Point of order. The motion has not been seconded.
Hold on. Please, first, just state what your motion is, Serene. Let's see if there's a second, then you can motivate.
My motion is to discuss the lease management agreement, the public service operating agreement, in session.
And where do you propose to place it on the agenda?
After the discussion of the meetings.
Meeting dates. Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Benito.
Benito seconds. Be a second. Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Richard?
Didn't Brazon have a third motion?
I have to come back around to Brazon.
She did have a third motion,
but she's not automatically entitled to, like, preferential sitting that I go back to her. Lydia, you want to be recognized from the stack so you come after Manjay? So you can put down your third motion.
I can stop coughing, otherwise Brenda can take it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Serene, let me go back to Serene, please. Serene, go ahead and motivate your motion.
Okay, I guess we should take turns coughing, too. The subject of AI really warrants discussion in open session. The people who have been supporting the station for a significant number of years, whether for the full 53 or 30 years or 2 years or 2 months, need to hear more from this board about what criteria is being used to consider these LMAs. Further, the WBI local station board passed a motion on, it came through a finance committee with apparently with all sides agreeing, and it came to the local station board where there was a significant majority. I think only three people disagreed. The other 20, whatever, however many people were there on Friday, it was most of the board, voted to support a motion that asked the PNB to try other things before going to an LMA. Our concern is that turning the station over to an outside entity for a period of years looks like, smells like, feels like we won't get it back. And we ask that any discussion be had in public session so that the members would understand precisely what type of organizations were being considered. Also, I had raised at our meeting on Friday the possibility of handling our time differently instead of leasing out our station and begging for some time back, that we might want to consider keeping control of our station and leasing periods of time out to organizations that, again, meet certain criteria. And I know you wanted to check on that. So I think that we really need to have the LMA discussion in public rather than shutting out the people who have been the lifeblood of the station for so many years.
Richard to the SAC.
Janet.
Tony
to the SAC.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Tony for the SAC.
I heard Richard and I heard
Summer. This is Margie. I have to
say. Jan to the stack, please.
Excuse me. Margie needs to be relieved as timekeeper for a minute because I have to switch phones. So someone will take that.
Okay.
This is Heather. This
right
is Heather. Heather. I'll do it.
Thank
this
you.
Is Heather.
Thank
I'll
you,
do
Heather.
Tony for the stack.
Okay, well, I've lost a couple people there. I apologize. I was multitasking for a minute, and that was a mistake. I had people that wanted to speak, but she didn't download it. Hold on. So I've got Manajay, Richard, Tony,
Dan.
Richard was first.
Hello?
Janet. There's a lot of echo still. Is that there, Nancy? Okay. All right. I'm going to go Monish today. Richard. Tony.
Richard is first.
Monish
had been from before when Green started to motivate before getting second. So, Monish and then go ahead, Monish. Please, if you're not
I abstained for the adjournment because the adjournment would take us to take a break and go at 10:30. Now, because of that, that's why I abstained from that vote. And I would like to move that we adjourn and immediately go to executive session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, I'm not going into change that because we voted on that already, and so I don't want to say the same issue twice in the same meeting because I'm going under Robert. I'm going to go to Richard. Go ahead.
Okay, is it my turn now?
Yes.
The call to discuss these offers in open session doesn't make any good business sense. Now, granted, the people that at WBAI want to be privy to what's going on. And I think that you are. I think that you have been. I think that you even have time to do that and do an evaluation of your GM. You've got so much time on your hands. You have plenty of time to do that. We cannot look at these private business offers in open sessions. It's against the rules and probably against the law. So. It's not hiding anything from anybody, and I'm sorry if somebody might feel that way, but business stuff that is confidential has to be dealt with in executive session.
Thank you, Richard. Okay, next person on stack is Tony. Go ahead, Tony, please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was
okay, well, first of all, the discussion of the LMA, I think, needs to be in public. I mean, this board has never formally decided that it's going to go in that direction. Just to debate that issue, I think that needs to be a public debate, simply because of the nature of Pacifica. We are community radio. These issues, I even think that looking at the office, I've had an opportunity to review all the offers. I don't think that they're really that confidential. They're very broad offers. And therefore, I would be inclined to say this needs to be discussed in public. This is a serious, serious situation, not just with BAI, but as it affects its entire network. This debate, simply because of the nature of what Pacifica is about, a community radio, this debate has to be public and has to be a public discourse. So I would strongly be in favor of having this debate and discourse in public about these LMAs. This is a very serious direction that Pacifica is taking. And because we're community radio, it has to be getting input from the community. This is a very serious direction to take. So I'm strongly in favor that it has to be a public discussion. Thank you.
This is Jessica. Can I be on the stack, please?
And Benito,
thank you. Yes.
And Benito to the stack as well.
I'm Lydia.
Okay. Thank you. Dan, you're next. Dan, Beagle, and then
Jim. Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Okay, so, you know, I agree with Richard that the discussion of these proposals needs to be an executive session.
So what? Can you repeat that?
Yes, I agree with Richard that any discussion of the proposals needs to be an executive session. But I support Serene's motion because it's a motion to discuss the idea, that is the concept of doing an LMA. And I think we need to have that conversation in public before we can. And if the vote is to have an LMA, then we discuss the particular proposals in executive session. But before we make the policy decision should come first, and that should be a public discussion.
Tracy for the stack.
Thank you, Dan. Janet was next.
I think this is a sort of recurring theme about allowing or traipsing around confidential information in a public session. While it is true, I don't have a problem really with discussing the possibilities of an LMA, the intellectual issue of the LMA, but one could not really discuss the specifics or the individual entities that have applied in any serious detail without really the chance of treading in some, you know, contractually dangerous area. We are elected by these little bodies. I mean, I think this little body of people that came to a meeting at WBAI doesn't represent the listeners. It represents a jazzed-up group. And if we are going to consider those the public, then there's really very little point in thinking of ourselves as representatives of a substantial body of listeners. That's what we're elected for, to do this work. Not to show, you know, to bring it all back to everybody so that they're over our shoulder and watching us do all this work. No, we're elected to bring, to take some fiduciary responsibility for this organization and bring it forward and not drain it of its resources and not to have imaginary thinking on the part of everyone who really isn't filled in on the serious financial data of our organization. You know, on what we're doing.
Yeah, really, your time is up.
It gets to be
thank you.
A pain in the neck.
Okay, thank you, Janet. I think I had Benito, Lydia, and Tracy, and I may have dropped someone, so if you know, you should come back.
Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay, so I'm going to say Benito, Jessica, Lydia, Tracy. Anyone else get left out?
Yeah, Hinchel, as usual.
I'm so sorry, Nancy. I will make sure you're on stack.
And Burden, could you add Burden to the stack, please? Thank you.
And Burden. Okay, thank you. Benito, go ahead, please.
Yeah, number one, as Dan stated a few minutes ago, the particulars, and Richard as well stated, the particulars of the individual offers, yeah, I can see how that should be in closed session. But those are details. That ain't nothing but details. And details are not what is important.
Yeah.
It's like Tweedledee, Tweedledum. You have this kind of, you have a Macintosh apple and a red apple and a green apple and whatever else. Different kinds of apples, they all apples. That's not what we need to discuss. What we need to discuss is the concept of an LMA, which, as Tony stated a few minutes ago, has not been approved by this body. And that's what I find so interesting and very concerning. What I've seen, I haven't hardly been able to read any emails, but it looks like if you just look at the subject lines since we came back from Houston, it seems like there's this rush to get on the LMA train and make a decision on something that ain't on a detail. Which kind of apple are we going to go with instead of
dealing
with...
Benito, your time is up.
All right, so the point is, we got to discuss the concept of an LMA.
Thank you,
Benito. Okay,
this is Margie. I just wanted to let Heather know I'm back. If she wants to keep doing time, that's fine with me, but I'm available to...
Thank you.
When you get tired, Heather.
All right, thank you. Sharing the timekeeping today. Thank you. Okay, Jessica, you're next.
What? I thought I was... Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, because I had dropped her out, Lydia. So I have Jessica, Lydia, Tracy,
okay,
and Carolyn. Thank you. Go ahead, Jessica.
Okay, thanks, Heather, and thanks for everybody's patience and everybody who's sticking around. This is my thing. I understand now. I didn't at the beginning when I first heard in this volunteer endeavor the reason why executive session is good. And after these last few years and my second round in the PMB, now I really know why executive session is good. And people who question it have no faith in the process, so I'm not so worried about the questioning. I know we're doing the right thing by going in executive session. You lose all kinds of good things when you let everyone know what you're being offered as possibilities, and other people can come in and scoop in, and that has all kinds of legal ramifications from what I understand in the business world. So that's why you do seal bids and all that. Another thing that bothers me about having, I understand it's community radio, but just like in my own community, you can't possibly fit everyone's opinion of a fix into the fix. And not everybody's going to be happy. And my problem is there's been nothing done in all these years to prevent any of this happening. And although these LMAs might not make anybody happy, it's moving forward in a situation where we've never moved forward before. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. So I want to get moving on to actually listening and asking questions about details and not arguing as to whether we should even do this. Mm-hmm. The community is always going to wring their hands. They might as well, they're going to do it no matter what we do, and that we're in the position to do it. I'm also angry as a programmer. Bob, people like Lou Hill and Bob Foss and Ray Hill here locally.
Your time is up.
I'll just finish my sentence. They don't give a damn about who's the chairperson. They don't give a damn about who's going to be vice chair or secretary. They want to know that we're taking care of the baby they help create and continue going. And we need to change something today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jessica. Okay, next person is Lydia, please.
Okay, so I support what Dan said. But I also wanted to point out that one of those who made the proposal held a meeting in public session with his board, but it was a public session. Therefore, I think the chair, in fact, brought it to our attention that one of our members, not of the PMB, but another of an LSB, I think, attended that meeting. That they attended it because it was an open discussion at the board of one of the entities proposing it. So it's perfectly legitimate to, at the very least, have the general discussion. We haven't taken a vote as to whether or not to do it. So that should be done in public session. The merits, excuse me, of the individual proposals can be done in executive, I think, but there are aspects of much that can still be done, the overall discussion in public session. And I also rescind my third item in the interest of time. So...
Thank you, Lydia.
If there's no objection to that, since it was seconded. Thank you.
My vision is...
Okay, thank you. Tracy, you're next. Tracy? Okay, Tracy, maybe you're on mute.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say about this is I'm not... in favor of an LMA under any set of circumstances. I guess a PSOA is the proper term, a public service operating agreement under any set of circumstances. I think anyone that says that is bonkers. And alternatively, I'm not opposed to a PSOA under any and all sets of circumstances. So this business about the details is actually the important part. Mm-hmm. The details indicate whether this is something that I would seriously consider or something that I wouldn't seriously consider. So I'm not sure what this philosophical conversation would be about except a bunch of rhetoric, because the details, because the bids are extremely different, will determine whether something is worthy of consideration or not. And I think that's what we have to figure out. So I think we're putting the cart before the horse here in all kinds of ways. I mean, we have to find out if any of these offers have anything to offer us that might be of benefit. Otherwise, why waste the time?
Okay, thank you, Tracy. Next person on stack is Nancy. Go ahead, Nancy. We can't hear you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Carolyn, you're next, please.
Thank you. I am against the discussion of public because there isn't much that can be said in public without getting into the details. The RFP has given us an outline. Anyone who wants to know what this is about in general should consult that. But what's happened in New York is that there's already been a leak about some details. And the way in which that leak, evidently from somebody on this board, and the way that leak has been discussed shows me that there's a lot of misunderstanding and questions are being asked that can't be answered except in details about specific offers. So I would say let's get to that as quickly as possible and narrow it down in closed session to any offers that we think are viable. The whole idea of the whole idea of an LMA makes me really depressed and disgusted. It's something that we may have to come to a desperation measure. So it's not a question of saying no or not. The question of is this the only thing?
Carolyn, time is low.
Thank you.
Thank you. Manajee, you're next on stack.
Yes, I think that I don't remember if we have ever told the public, general public, beyond the 20 or 30 who came to BAI, that what LMA is generally. And I think I agree that we have to explain that, because if you are discussing it in private, that's just in general term, we can explain it to the public what it is. But also, I don't think we have decided to go to LMA. We have, the way I understand it, that we are looking at these things to see what they are and what is coming. But we still have a lot of, you know, efforts to do at BAI in different ways and see if it's possible for BAI stand on its own in different forms outside of an LMA. So some people, it seems that from, you know, some of the colleagues feel that we have decided to do an LMA. So if you go to executive session and look at specific proposals, it means that we are going to, or that's a decision made already. I don't think so. And I would really oppose that type of process vehemently, because I am not sold on LMA, and I think there are ways that we can look and evaluate.
Manajee, your time is up.
Okay, this can be done by management. We can have a management who can manage take us forward. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the end of the stack on this item. Shall we go to a vote? Does anyone else wish to speak to this, or may we go to a vote, please? Okay.
Can you read the motion again?
Okay. The motion was, could the maker of the motion reiterate, it was essentially that there be discussion of the LMA to the extent possible in open session. Is that correct?
close enough. When?
Close enough.
To be placed on the agenda after setting the meeting date. All right, thank you.
What's that?
Thank
Say
you.
That again.
To be placed on the agenda after the item setting the next meeting date. So that would mean if we were able to do that this evening, we would. But since it's 16 minutes till the closed session is scheduled, that seems unlikely. But it would be on the next agenda then, presumably. So, all right.
I have a point of information. I mean, how would you picture that as a statement to the public that would be within the bounds of confidentiality? How could we present it or discuss that issue? Because, if that were not time-wasting and if that weren't rabble-rousing and if that were thoughtful and intelligent, it might be, something to bring to the... I just don't see the format in which it is brought. If it is arguing over an agenda, an emotional night, forget it.
Okay, thank you. I think that, obviously, one would try to respect the bounds of contractual matters that should not be discussed in public, and I would try to keep us on track on that. But I suppose, in theory, one can discuss certainly larger parameters of the overall issue. So I'm going to go to a vote. And we'll have to deal with that when we get to it, if it gets on the agenda. So if you're in favor of placing open discussion of LMA and or PSOA, Public Service Operating Agreement, matters relative to WBAI on the open session agenda after the item setting the next meeting dates for this body, then please vote yes. If you are opposed to having that on the open session agenda, then vote no, or you may... Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll on this matter? Summer?
I can. I have a...
Summer? I'm sorry. Before you begin calling the roll, I'm sorry. Did someone need a clarification? Yes?
No, it's Serena. I was saying you might check. Maybe there's no objection.
I thought
I was having trouble hearing.
I thought I had some objection during the course of discussion, so that's why I was going to vote. We'll take that.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Point of information.
Yeah.
Is it true that we are still on agenda approval?
Oh, I guess. Please, of course, Richard. It is, Mr. Secretary. Please, let us just go to a vote.
Wow.
That's why we play a lot of...
Okay, here we go with the vote.
Thank you. So the matter that you are voting upon is, again, whether there shall be discussion of LMA/PSOA offers for WBAI in open session. At whatever time in open session after the setting of our next meeting date. Mr. Secretary, go ahead and call the roll, please. Thank you.
Okay. Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Yes. Polinar?
Can I clarify, please? It's no to keep it in executive session or yes to keep it in executive session?
Yes to add it to the agenda. No, not to add it to the agenda.
For open session. A yes will place some discussion in open session. A no will not. The executive. Okay?
It will be executive. Okay, no. Thank you. No.
No. No. Okay. Henschel?
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, no. Burton?
No.
No. Coleman.
For reality's sake, no.
No. Roberts. Can't hear you, Serene.
For transparency's sake, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Saba? Can't hear you, Mondrage. Okay, folks, we're voting, so pay attention. Gray?
No.
No. Lane Ewart?
No.
No. Edward Seeger?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No, not yet. First we have to look
no.
at them.
Okay. No. Siegel?
Yes.
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 Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes.
Both somebody
King? Please turn off your alarm, folks. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crump Show?
No.
No. Medina?
I'm sorry, pass.
No, you're the last one. You can't pass.
Oh. Excuse me. Oh, yes.
Yes. Thank you. I think that's everybody.
Point of information, Mr. Secretary, did you get Sabah's vote?
She didn't. I didn't hear it. Did she say something?
No, I didn't hear it.
Or Katia.
I didn't hear Katia either. Did she say something?
Sorry, this is my secretary.
I don't think she did.
This is my manager. Since it was, this question is not clear to me. And
do you want to vote on this?
I didn't understand. No, I didn't understand the question. If the question is general discussion of LMA, meaning explaining
wait a minute,
to the public,
minute,
this I am. Otherwise, I'm not.
Manishay.
Yes, sir.
Manishay.
Yes, sir.
The question is whether to add the LMA discussion to an open agenda item.
Summer.
Yes,
summer.
It adds it. No, it doesn't add it. Everybody else has voted.
Yes.
Okay. 10-9, Madam Chair.
So it's 10 yes, 9 no, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you. So, some discussion will be added to open session. All right, folks, and that's after setting meeting dates. With all of these amendments and the way we spent the last hour and a half or so, would someone like to move approval of the agenda as amended?
Yes.
Teresa, I will. Teresa,
second.
Who's second, Tracy?
Heather, I'll second.
Thank you. Sure. Any objection to approving the agenda as amended?
Point of information, how can you amend it?
Okay, so the way it has been amended, I believe, and someone can correct me if I've missed a turn here, but is the only thing that's been added is open session discussion of the LMA/PSOA after the setting of our next meeting date. Realistically, we'll be lucky if we can set some next meeting dates before we're set to adjourn in 8 minutes. So that other item will really be the next open session, I imagine. But
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Madam Chair, this is Janice. May I ask if we can set the next meeting date using Meeting Wizard or Meeting Doodle that will allow everyone a chance to look at their calendars and write when they are or aren't able to attend, and we save time.
This is Lydia.
Thank you, Janice. Lydia?
Yes, I think the safest way, and given that we are under the CPB scrutiny and the bylaws that say anything that we approve in writing by email, for example, has to be unanimous, which is unlikely for meeting dates, I suggest it shouldn't take very long to do this. At our meeting, I think that those are the
point of order. We haven't approved the agenda yet, folks.
Okay, folks. So how about we do this? Can we approve the agenda and then we'll take up this discussion as to whether that means we do the meeting dates or we do them online?
Yeah.
Okay. So does anyone object to approving the agenda and we can jump right into this particular piece of it? And hearing no objections, the agenda as amended is approved. So first let me take Janice. Janice, did you wish to make that a formal motion and then I can go to Lydia?
Yeah, I'd like to move that the PMB board use Meeting Wizard or Meeting Doodle to determine the dates of the next meeting.
I second that.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Janice. I apologize.
I may be slightly behind, but I don't think that I am. I think that the ability to determine when most people are available for meetings does not require that that information be done in an open meeting session. The results of that information can be shared and be in compliance with CPB regulations. It does not require that the actual discussion take place in an open meeting session. I do not believe, but I could certainly be corrected.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Benito.
And this is Lydia.
Thanks.
Yeah, Benito to the SEC.
Okay, so I'll take the point of order from Richard, then I'm going to go to Lydia, and then Benito. Richard?
Point of order, these dates are coming from the coordinating committee. I'm the chair of the coordinating committee, and I think I need to present them as a report from the coordinating committee.
All right, why don't you go ahead and actually present to us what the dates are and why they were chosen, and then I'll go to Lydia and to Benito, okay?
Okay. The December date that we have there, the 12th, has already been chosen, and so that's not cogent. The only thing that we propose is to move back off of the 26th, which is in the holidays, and that's several different religions, and it's family holidays, even if you're not religious, back off the 26th to the 19th. And then the date that we chose for the Washington in-person meeting is January 31st through February the 3rd. And both of those seem to me are yes or no, up or down. Thank you.
Okay, so the dates that you currently have are December 12th, December 19th. Is that correct?
December 12th is already a set meeting.
And then you're proposing a meeting a week later on the 19th, is that correct?
Right, rather than the 26th. And
okay.
that was from the coordinating committee.
And then do you not have another meeting set between then and the in-person meeting of the 31st and the 3rd?
We didn't talk about them because that would go back probably to our second and fourth Thursday. We were mainly getting that 26th date out of the holidays.
Sure.
And setting an in person so that the planning can start on the in person meeting.
That makes sense. Okay. And that's from the coordinating committee, those dates?
Right.
Okay, very good. All right, and are you moving approval of those dates?
I am. It's a committee report, so it is.
Committee report. Okay, so I guess you don't have to. Okay. All right. So I'll treat that as the main motion actually, and then I'll treat Janice's motion as well.
I will rescind my motion now that I've been given additional information that wasn't at all clear in the agenda.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to that, since theoretically motions belong to the body? Are we okay with that for expediency's sake? Okay, very good. Thank you. Lydia? Lydia? Perhaps you're on mute.
Thank you. I would support those, and as long as we recognize that we may have to add some dates in January because there's just so much.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, like, we'll work out what our second and fourth look like there.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I know, because it doesn't sound too bad. Thank you. All right. Benito?
No, that's okay.
Okay. So is there any objection? Yes? Is that Serene? Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it's not an objection. Our regular dates in January would be the 9th and the 23rd. So we didn't,
we didn't
bother to listen. But can I, okay. Richard, can I ask a question?
Who, me? Yes, what?
Yeah, I thought we had agreed to offer two dates in January, but to indicate a preference for the last weekend.
Yeah, that may be the case. What was it, the week before?
Yeah,
or that final weekend?
31st
weekend
to
before, yeah.
The 2nd or whatever, or the 24th to the 27th.
Okay, my bad. Then if y'all want to, you have a choice in our report, and I'm sorry.
May I make a suggestion? would suggest that we add January 9th, if that's the second Thursday. Thank you, Serene. Okay, because it's after the holidays, and we can't possibly get through to Leanne.
No. We're not talking about the P&B meetings. We're talking about an in-person meeting date.
Alternate. I understand that. Where I was going is that we add the 9th because, you know, that's a regular date. And then, obviously, we don't have one on the 23rd because that's silly, but that either of those two final weekends be acceptable, and that could be wrong.
If the 9th is a regular date, why are we don't need to add what's already there?
Okay, so we don't need to add.
Some of the motions, can I just say that what we discussed at the meeting was offering the dates that we wanted changed, or the in-person meetings, the standard dates. You know, if we don't choose the weekend of meeting the 24th, then obviously we'll meet on the 23rd by phone and then meet in person starting the 31st.
Okay, so you just want to leave this open? Is that, what's the consensus here, leaving this open in terms of decision-making?
I would like, for clarity's sake, to divide these and say, let's decide on that second date in December 1st, and then talk about the in-person meeting just a bit more.
Is there any objection if we divide the issue and we could approve the December 12th and 19th dates if there's no objection? Is there any objection to those two dates, 12th and the 19th? Okay, I don't hear any. Very good. So we'll meet by telephone on those two dates. On the second one,
you have a choice. I was reminded, I made a mistake and left that off. You have a choice. Our primary choice was January 31st through February the 3rd, and the secondary choice is January the 24th through January the 27th, the weekend before that.
Okay, should this perhaps be decided in consultation with checking with hotels to see if there's a better price or availability or anything like that?
I don't care.
Teresa, I'd like to say something.
Teresa, go ahead, please.
I think that I would rather not wait to discuss hotels. I can't imagine that it would make that much difference between two dates in January. But when we move it up earlier in January, it makes it really, really hard for those LSBs that pick the directors later in January rather than scheduling a delegate meeting right after the first of the month. Makes it really hard for those to get airline tickets at reasonable rates.
Right.
So shall we agree on the last weekend of the month? Is there any objection for the in-person meeting to be scheduled for, was it January 31st through February 3rd?
Right.
Right. Object.
I'm sorry, was there an objection?
Yeah, I object because of work conflicts, but
shall we take a vote?
Madam Chair?
I have a question.
Okay.
Well, Benito to the stack.
Okay. Then was that Lydia first, or who was that?
Yes, I was just asking about the January 9th so that we're all clear. Or whatever
it is. Sounds like it's our regularly scheduled second Thursday, and we're not messing with the regular schedule, so I guess we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, and that sounds good. It's after the holidays, all that. So so shall we vote on... I'm sorry, Benito. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it would seem if we have a member who has stated that she has a problem with a particular week because of a work conflict, and one other member has already stated that it'd be easier if we held the meeting later so as to give the LSBs more time to do what they're supposed to do, wouldn't that tell us that it might be better to hold the meeting at the beginning of February? I'm wondering what's the magic about the last week of January. So that's...
No, that's the same weekend, Benito. She's objecting to that later meeting date.
Are you speaking about the meeting date, the 30th to the 3rd?
Yeah, the 31st.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about MLK weekend. I withdraw.
Okay, now we're talking about the last weekend in January, which overlaps first weekend of February. Is there any objection to that date? Okay, if there's no objection, then
so
good.
But how does that deal with Teresa's question?
No, that is Teresa's. That was Teresa's suggestion, the end of January.
Oh, the end of January? Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's the weekend overlaps, that's all.
Okay, one other question. Are we leaving out the 23rd on purpose for some reason?
Yeah, the bylaws.
Well, I think is that the date that Brenda was having an issue with, and also that some LSBs may not have met by then? Is that correct?
No, 23rd I meant as a regular telephone meeting.
No, those are already set.
Can I
It'll
explain?
Be scheduled as normal.
Okay, so we're meeting on the 9th and the 23rd is my question.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
I believe so, unless we cancel it for some reason, you know. So, yeah. All right, so is there any objection then to the last weekend in January, first weekend in February, being the scheduled date for the in-person meeting in Washington, D.C.? And hearing none?
Madam Chair?
I have an objection, but it's only that I can't do it.
Madam Chair,
so that's the thing.
To the stack or whatever.
Who is that?
Madam Chair, to the stack.
I had an objection, just that I had a problem with the weekend.
Okay, so there is an objection, so maybe we should vote on it. Richard?
Well,
Richard?
Before we vote, can Benito to the stack?
Okay, one moment, Benito, please. Richard, did you ask to be recognized? Someone said, Madam Chair. Okay, Benito, go ahead.
No, this is the same point. You know, I think it's very important if we're going to spend money to have an in-person meeting, then we better make sure that everybody can be there. And if someone has already stated she can't be there, that to me says maybe we need to postpone this another week.
All right, folks.
No, she's okay. She didn't understand the date.
They're different.
No. Janet just said that she can't do it.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a different number.
Richard to the stack.
Go ahead, Richard, please.
We're never going to be everybody, everything, all the time, folks. Come on, you know, this is the real world. Let's do the best we can and keep moving.
Okay.
Is everyone available the following weekend? We get into those issues of postponement and all that sort of thing, too, you know.
Well, we're not going to be the same board, so what?
The bylaws say that the new delegates need to be seated in the month of January.
Yeah,
right?
None of us may be reelected after.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. So,
that was the LSB.
Let's just take a vote, okay, folks? Can we take a vote, please, as to whether this date gets set or not? Richard, could you just call the roll if you're going to have it the last weekend of January, first weekend of February in D.C., vote yes. If you don't support that date, then vote no or abstain, please. Thank you. Go ahead and call the roll. We have to get to closed session in a moment. Thank you.
Okay, Edward Steger.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Brian. Yes, okay. Rosenberg.
I'm going to vote no.
You're going to vote no?
I'm going to vote no, Richard.
You're cutting out. What? Oh, that's Dan. Okay, what are you voting, Dan?
Abstain.
Huh? Abstain. Okay.
Abstain.
Okay, I got you. Abstain. Now, Tracy, what were you saying? Yes or no?
I'm going to vote no. Benito's
no. Okay.
Concerned about schedule.
Okay. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
No. King? Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Stitt? Can't hear you, Katia. Hello? Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
This is... weekend in January, correct?
Whether to have this person...
last weekend in January, first.
Okay, then I vote yes.
Yes, okay. Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Polinar?
Yes.
Yes. Mitchell?
Can't hear you, Nancy. Giselle, yes. Burden?
Yes.
Yes. Coleman?
No.
No. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Saba?
Yes.
Yes. Ray?
Yes.
I think that was a yes, is that right?
That's right, yes.
Okay, Lane Ewart.
Sure.
Lane Ewart.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Was that
sure.
A
sure.
Yes, sure.
That's an
sure.
F. That's an F.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay, did somebody pass? I passed. The secretary passed. But I mean, it passed away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14.
Point
of information.
Yeah.
I know this is ludicrous, but we're beyond the closed session starting time, so seems like we need to adjourn. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's not even necessary. You're quite right. So I was just
right. Not necessary. Thank you.
So thank you, everyone. Please resume in closed session as quickly as you're able. Thank you.